one of 2023's signature bills overhauls Indiana's public health system. For the first time, local health departments can get significant money from the state to provide dozens of core health services. Getting that bill to the finish line was something many thought wasn't possible. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on how the measure became law and what's left to do now.
Shortly after Governor Eric Holcomb announced the creation of a public health commission in the summer of 2021, its leaders met with local public health officials to lay out what they hoped to accomplish. Former State Senator Luke Kenley, a co-chair, says he then asked those nearly 100 local officials to raise their hands if they thought the effort would be successful. Three of them did.
I was shocked, and I thought, surely the local health department people, this is their bread and butter. Surely they believe in this. But they have become so used to being defeated at every turn.
That pessimism was likely justified. State lawmakers had just stripped power away from local health departments, and State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box says many legislators balked at the push to bolster those agencies.
Yeah, I think there was a generalized fear amongst our legislators and probably even our local elected officials to begin with that we as a state were trying to come in and take over public health.
Kelly Streeter had that concern initially. Streeter is the president of the Knox County Board of Commissioners, and she's the administrator of the local health department in her neighboring Daviess County.
Knox and Daviess share a border and are extremely unique in the public health needs. So it became a concern as the state telling us how to operate locally.
Commission leaders and lawmakers worked hard to alleviate those fears, making the legislation explicit that no such takeover was happening. Streeter worked the issue too, talking individually with county commissioners across Indiana. Still, she acknowledges that some just didn't come around.
I think some are just fervently against it, and it's based upon a narrative of anti-COVID, anti-pandemic policy of the governor. So that's not going to change. And then you're going to have the majority that opt in.
The legislation ultimately did pass with broad bipartisan support, and a strong majority of counties have expressed interest in the program. But that raises a separate issue, funding. The commission's recommendations came up with a big price tag, $480 million over 2 years. Legislative leaders immediately pushed back, and the administration lowered the ask, $347 million in the new state budget. Kenley is a former Senate budget architect, and there are few people who like spending government money less than he. But the Republican was convinced such investment was needed.
The general statistics of where Indiana ranks were pretty devastating and pretty embarrassing, and the need is so apparent.
Still, lawmakers didn't deliver even the revised request, choosing instead to spend $225 million, a number that does concern Kenley.
I'm worried that we don't quite have enough money to, if everybody signs up the first year, to make it work.
Still, it's unlikely every county will initially agree to the program, and Dr. Box says this is a great start.
If we can't make significant improvements with this, then we went wrong somewhere in the implementation, which is not going to happen.
Implementation is now the monumental task facing local health departments and the state, led by new state health commissioner Dr. Lindsay Weaver. Data is the key. Weaver says the state and locals are developing performance indicators to show progress, and those will look different in each county.
So we heard from one county, we have a high rate of drownings in our young people, so they want to implement a program there. Another county, we continue to have fatalities and injuries from kids not properly restrained in car seats. So what programming can we build out there?
Realistically, they don't have a lot of time to show the program's impact. After all the hard work to create the overhaul, and now all the hard work to implement it, they'll have to go back to lawmakers in just a year and a half to prove all over again why it needs funding. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.